I only have a present for Rich, but it's something you can share, so you're welcome to share with all the wonderful people that you mentioned. Nougat de Montélimar, something good from another French-speaking place. I think if you look at Apache Con, there's been 28 of them. Most of them, you can say, without Rich, they might not have happened or not as well. So thank you so much, Rich, for all you're doing for Apache Con.
Thank you.
It's all black. It's a, you know, it's a good presentation exercise. You're supposed to do your talk and the screen is black, so what you say? You have to be able to speak without slides. I'm sure it will get better anyway. It's a pity because I had a fantastic picture of Montreal that I was going to show you, but you can imagine that in your heads, right? You've been here. Oh, here it is, fantastic, thank you. So this stage is too small for me. You still see me on the back? Yes, I think so. It's a great pleasure to be here. It might be the first time where we have Apache Con in a place where they speak my language. They slightly different accent, but it does work. It's a great place. It's always a big pleasure to be at Apache Con. Maybe I did a bit more than 10 of them. So State of the Feather, the goal is to explain how's the foundation doing. It's doing very well. We could stop here, but we have a bit more details. I don't want to be too long because we have important keynotes coming up, but, so I'll just get my watch. This is an app that has a Swiss train watch, something very important. So this is a mission of the ESF. You probably know that, but it's good. I like to often go back to the basics, what are our values. And one of my colleagues was asking me the other day, Bertrand, what's different about Apache? You know, there's many open source foundations, there's GitHub, there are many places where you can do open source. Why would you go to Apache? I think the big thing is that Apache is a neutral space. The Apache projects belong to the Apache Software Foundation, and that's very important. And our projects are very independent. We're very attached to the independence. That's something that's front in any of our projects or our guidelines and so on. And we produce open source software for the public good. And I'm looking forward to the keynotes that follow because they're really around that topic. Using the business-friendly Apache license, I'm probably preaching to the choir. You guys know that the Apache license is business-friendly, but that's something, sometimes it's something that you need to explain to people. Oh, you're doing open source, but you're business-friendly, and you're happy when people make millions using your software? Yes, we are. We are not only happy, we are proud when that happens, especially if it's for a good cause. But still, you know, it's something that I think is very specific. This is how the foundation looks today. Lots of projects. We have these numbers in the middle, they come from WIMSI, which is a very useful tool, initially created by Sam Ruby, and has been enhanced by a group of people now. So on the left, you have the top level projects. 196 of them currently, so that's a big thing, you know. I'm a member of the board of directors. We are 9 directors, a few of them are here, and we oversee these projects. So we have to review these reports, you know, quarterly. That's a lot of work, but we try to keep it simple and efficient. On the right, you have the incubating projects, currently 52 of them, which is the entry point for Apache. And we're always looking for good mentors for these projects. So if you've been through incubation, if you feel you could help them, feel free to sign up. It's very important to have energy and new mentors in there. And a few graphs on the committee evolution and the incubating projects evolution. So the incubating projects, it goes up and down because we want to graduate them. We don't want to keep them too long in the incubator. So ideally, we should have always pretty much the same number of projects in the incubator, you know, depending on how many mentors we have. But the number of committers has been growing a lot. Something that's very important for us is community over code. You'll hear that probably a few times this week. The principle is that if you have a good community and code that's bad, the code will eventually get better because the community will do what it needs to become better. If you have great code and a bad community, it will usually go down in flames, and then and then you can throw the code away if nobody's maintaining it anymore. That's why we insist so much on community, and that's what our best practices, some of our rules, they are really around that, that your community should be solid. And I was speaking about the board. The board does not have a technical opinion on our projects. We don't have a technical strategy. What counts for us is that our projects operate according to our community rules. And the rest, the technical stuff, that's for the projects to decide. That also makes Apache different from other foundations, which have a precise technical strategy. It's not better, it's different. That's how we work. I have a few slides on a few interesting aspects of the foundation. We sometimes say, a bit jokingly, that the Apache is the Switzerland of open source. Of course, I'm a Swiss myself, so I like that thing. And I wrote a blog post on that a few years ago. Really, the neutral space, the neutrality is very important. It's what enables people who belong to companies which might be competitors in the market to collaborate in our projects, because it's a neutral space. It doesn't belong to one or the other. It belongs to the foundation. So that's very important. And nobody can pull the plug. You know, if you have an Apache project, even if all the committers were to leave, the project can restart if new people show up. We have the attic for that. We have a process for moving inactive projects to the attic, and they can be revived if people show up again. So really, nobody can say, we stopped this project. That doesn't happen. We provide a pretty simple infrastructure, but pretty robust as well. And the goal for our infrastructure is to keep these crown jewels, you know, the code and everything that goes around it, the discussions that lead to creating that code. That's very precious, and we want to keep that. So that's really the focus of our infrastructure. We don't provide very fancy tools, but we provide bridges. For example, we have very good bridges now to allow people to work on GitHub using the very nice GitHub tools on Apache projects, but the code is always mirrored. The code, that all the history, everything is mirrored to the Apache servers, so we have complete control on the crown jewels while allowing, you know, while not having to develop fancy tools ourselves. Wouldn't make sense. We hopefully we well know for our community best practices. Many of the open source foundations have taken inspiration from Apache. In my company, I'm spreading the word about how good it is to work like an open source project inside your company. Many of the open source and software world has been inspired from Apache things. And that's, we continue working on that. Here we have a number of titles from a series of a blog post called Success at Apache, which is led by Sally, and where we, you know, it's stories mostly about how committers, PMC members, board members, live these things and how we can explain to others how to benefit from these ideas. The voting, there was a rumor, we think maybe Apache has invented the plus one and minus one. I don't want to make a firm statement on that, but we really, for sure, we are the ones who've been using it for ages. So the Apache voting process is also taken as an example often, or taken as inspiration. So that's a big part of what we do, apart from the projects, is to work and spread these community best practices. We provide a legal shield to our committers and contributors. I just wrote a blog post about that in this Success at Apache series a few weeks ago, which means that if you do things according to the Apache process, you're shielded from any legal action towards our software. The action will be targeted to the foundation, and it's the foundation who has to respond and handle that. It's much nicer than if you had to do, and if you have to handle that yourself, you know. When you see some of the big legal cases that sometimes, luckily not too often, but sometimes happen around software, you don't want to be involved in that unless it's your job. So that's I think that's also an important thing. And that's why we insist on some of these processes. Like when you do a release in an Apache project, there is a process. It's not complicated, but there's a few things that you have to do. So that the release is an act of the foundation and not a personal act of yourself. It's as simple as that. So that's why sometimes people say, you know, Apache is boring. If I'm on GitHub, I can do whatever I want. Of course, but with more freedom comes more risk, maybe. So it's I think it's useful to have this legal shield, and it comes with a few things that you have to follow. It's not that bad, I think. Maybe we could be better sometimes at explaining these things, but the actual process is not too complicated. And we have also trademarks, help for our project, support for trademarking the marks of our projects, explaining how to handle them in a sane way so that we don't get in trouble and you can keep the mark for yourself. Our brands are very important, and we want to, speaking about our independence, it's very important that the brand is respected and no one can appropriate, say, oh, you know, this project, that's my brand. We are the ones who, we are the best company to manage that. And you have to be careful how you say that. So that's what we, where the trademarks come into play. All this information comes, or you can find it in our annual report. The last one was published a few months ago. And these are some highlights of that. And it gives you, you know, an idea of what we've been doing since last year and how the foundation is doing. So it's growing. And it's a challenge because it used to be a pretty small thing where everybody knows everybody. And this morning at breakfast, I was a bit depressed because I had been in this hotel for 12 hours and I still hadn't met anyone that I knew. And, you know, so it used to be a smaller group. And maybe I saw some of you guys at breakfast, but I didn't know each other because it's become larger. So it's good and bad. I mean, it's good that we're growing, but it's something that we have to manage. So for that, the board created a strategic plan for 5 years. So, you know, try to have an outlook. What we're going to do, what's the vision, where are we going? And we're still revising it. You know, it cannot be static. We have to revise it as we go. So we are in the process of revising it or maybe fine-tuning it, but it's at least it's there. And it's the first reference version, baseline. We completed our financial audit with flying colors. I think the result was the audit is unqualified. I had no clue. Is that the right term? I think so. I had no clue what this means. What's unqualified? Actually, it's a very good result to have for an audit. So great. Fantastic. We received a Bitcoin donation from Pineapple Fund. That's fantastic. Someone has too much money, and they decide to give it for a good cause. And we were, you know, accepted as a good cause. So thanks and congratulations. I see David Nally in the back. I think he was instrumental in doing that. I don't know if Kevin McGrail is here. Because, you know, you receive a donation in Bitcoin. What do you do with that? You keep it and wait for it to grow or fall down? So we said we're not investors. We're not speculators. We want to get hard cash out of that. And it was not easy, not as easy as you would think. We were equipped to do receive Bitcoin donations, which were in the range of $10, $100. And then you go say, hey, guys, we have $1 million to convert. And they said, it's a bit more complicated. So big thanks to the people who made it happen. In the end, we didn't get $1 million, but close, a very reasonable figure. And it's now converted, and we're sleeping well again. But so big thanks to the Pineapple Fund. I don't think we know who that is. That's a mystery fund. But it's great to have that kind of help. We launched a targeted sponsorship program where organizations can donate things like server time, cloud services, and so on. And we recognize them for that. Fundraising had fantastic results and raised 150% of goals. That's also Kevin McGrail also was driving that, so big thanks. We got web requests from every internet-connected country on the planet. You know, apache.org, it's a pretty big, pretty busy thing. Someone's been calculating, I don't know the formula, but they've been calculating how much worth we're creating by the software that we create. In total last year, that's $624 million. And one project, Minute, is $61 million. And that's pretty fantastic for something that's done on a volunteer basis. As I said, we have very solid Apache infrastructure services. Who here is from infrastructure team? Raise your hand. Okay, all the others, use your hands to clap for these guys. Thank you so much. You know, it's keeping the trains off on time. Nobody complains when things work. Well, nobody says anything when things work. So when you see these guys in the hallways, say, hey, thanks for infrastructure org. Offer them a drink of their choice, something like that. And we do that with less than $5,000 per project per year. So it's pretty lean organization operation. As I mentioned, the Gitbox services have been expanded to have better so that our projects can make better use of the great tools on GitHub while keeping good control on the software that is created. And last but not least, we've been a mentoring organization in Google Summer of Code for the 13th consecutive year. So helping students get involved in Apache projects. And I have stories, and I personally know people from former Eastern Bloc countries which would have had a hard time getting into IT. I know one guy who started with Google Summer of Code for Apache Cocoon back in the days, went on to work for TypeSafe, the company who's doing the Scala language, went on to work for Google in Mountain View, fantastic career. And I think these programs can make a big difference for students. So I encourage everybody who's in a project to, step on to mentoring students and try to be part of that. So we're not, there's lots of stuff happening in the foundation. I think we can be proud of what's being accomplished. And it's thanks to the communities, thanks to everybody who gives a hand for these things to happen. A few more nice graphs. I don't want to go into details, but you see a number of hockey sticks in this. It's fantastic, Montreal hockey sticks. It's a really good place to have that. Really good growth in terms of, on the left, top left, you have the tickets open and closed. So things that are actually being done and fixed. At the bottom, you have the evolution in the mass of code that we're creating and managing. On the right, very interesting graphics on the connections between our projects. And this help us see where the action is or where, what are the different styles of projects that we are, that happen in Apache. You see that there's a lot happening in the big data space, and we know that, of course. Intuitively, we know that Apache, there's many big data projects in Apache. Good number of projects and with good interactions in the cloud space as well. Database also very busy. That's maybe more an older field, but we also have lots of projects in this area. And web frameworks, we know there are too many web frameworks. So we see that in this graph. We have many of them and they're talking a lot. It's useful. I'm not saying the only project where I'm active is a web framework. It's Apache Sling. It's one more of them. It's a probably the best one, I think. but it's a topic that's also pretty active at Apache. All this is only possible through our wonderful sponsors. The list might not be fully complete because I took it from the annual report, which is a few months old. We probably have a few new ones since, but you have the URL where you can find them, and also the bronze sponsors, which I didn't have enough space to put here. So next, maybe the bronze sponsors need to step up to gold next year so they can be in this slide or something like that. But big thanks. I think another round of applause. This will wake us up for the sponsors. Because they are the ones who make all this possible in the end. And what's the plan? The plan is to keep doing that for the next 50 years. Is Greg Stein in the house? It's far too early for Greg. That's the advantage of being a jet lag European. I woke up at 5 a.m., so it's the middle of my day. So I think it's Greg who first started emphasizing that we're not doing that for the next 3 years. We're setting up this thing so that it can go on for the next 50 years. And that's important. And we see that in Apache. It's something that's been going on for almost 20 years now. And it's steady, and it's growing, and it's continuing. So a lot of what we do is focused on that. So that's it for my keynote. Thank you. I have a few links. I'll put the slides online so you can have links for more information, annual report, and everything. Thank you very much for being at ApacheCon, and enjoy the next 3 days. Thank you.